This Holy Thursday, Pope Benedict XVI gathered the priests, religious, and laymen and women of his diocese around him in St. Peter's Basilica to celebrate Chrism Mass, the liturgy where the oils for the sick and the catechumens, and the chrism for the sacraments that will be used in every parish in Rome throughout the liturgical year, are blessed. It is also the Mass when, in preparation for Holy Thursday's memorial of the institution of the Eucharist, priests renew their promises to conform themselves totally to Christ the Good Shepherd.
Non bonorum cupidi, sed animarum celo tantum inducti.
Perhaps for this very reason it's a Mass that is usually associated with the ordained. But while Pope Benedict spoke of Holy Thursday being in a special way the priest's day, his homily this Chrism Mass went beyond the 1,600 concelebrating priests to embrace the priestly people of his diocese and speak of the mission of all baptized.
Non voglio soltanto chiamarmi cristiano, ma voglio anche esserlo, ha detto Sant'Ignazio di Antiochia.
Christians are a priestly people for the world, he said. Christians should make the living God visible to the world. They should bear witness to him and lead people towards him. But this task in which we share by virtue of our baptism, said the Pope, poses a series of questions. Are we truly God's shrine in and for the world? Do we open up the pathway to God for others? Or rather, do we conceal it? Have not we, the people of God, become to a large extent a people of unbelief and distance from God? Is it perhaps the case that the West, the heartland of Christianity, is tired of faith, bored by its history and culture, and no longer wishing to know faith in Jesus Christ?
Abbiamo motivo di gridare in quest'ora a Dio, non permettere.
Pope Benedict observed, we have reason to cry out this time to God, do not allow us to become a non-people. Make us recognize you again. Truly you have anointed us with your love. You have poured out your Holy Spirit upon us. Grant the power of your Spirit may become newly effective in us, so that we may bear joyful witness to your message.
Nonostante tutta la vergogna per I nostri errori.
The Holy Father concluded, for all the shame we feel over our failings, we must not forget that today too there are radiant examples of faith, such as John Paul II, whom he described as a great witness of God and Jesus Christ in our time, as well as the many people he beatified and canonized, who give us the certainty that even today God's promise and commission do not fall on deaf ears. I'm Emer McCarthy.